Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, loving the leper. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." This man with leprosy is linked with the next two stories. They are all people representing groups excluded from full participation in society. First, this leper. Secondly, a Gentile, and then finally, a woman. They come to Jesus one after another, and Mark sees the significance of this. He records these stories, at least in part, to remind us that Jesus cares about the marginalised and the people we might not think he cares about. So what can we learn from the first person presented to us here? Two things, I think. Firstly, he had great courage. The Bible prescribes quarantine from the rest of society for somebody who's afflicted with leprosy or something like that. Leviticus chapter 13, anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. What a miserable existence. Therefore, it was at least uncomfortable and perhaps even dangerous for the leper as he made his way through the crowds to find Jesus. He is not supposed to be there. Some people think they are not supposed to be at church in the company of Christians. They think they are too sinful to be in such a pure community. If only they knew us, the real us, how reassured they would be. Surely we in the church are no less sinful than anyone else. We are pure in the eyes of God because of what Jesus has done, but we are not worthy of that status. Let us make sure we do not convey an impression of holiness that could keep the sinners away from us, but also away from God. Firstly, he had courage. Secondly, he had great faith. Someone said, in a lesson I heard a year or two ago, that this man's faith was iffy. If you are willing, he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Well, there's some truth there, and his faith was not huge, but it was enough to persuade Jesus to work with the faith he had. Seeing that faith, Jesus did an unnecessarily loving thing. He touched him. By doing so, he broke a taboo and showed that love is more important than propriety. Jesus demonstrates that holiness is contagious where he is concerned, and not impurity. When we come to him with the faith we have, we are placing ourselves in a position to see his power work in our lives and for us to be purified. Do you want to see Jesus heal, purify, transform your life? If you take the courage you have and the faith you have and present it to Jesus, I believe you will see him change your situation. He wants to be near you. He wants to touch you. He loves you. Well, next time we'll go on to look at the centurion. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.